Steve Gruber, destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
You know, I sat here and I just told Alex during the break here. You know, I've got any given day, and I've told you this before, but today, exceptional again. I could sit here for 6 hours and go through stories, all of which are important, all of which are major stories, all of which impact you to one degree or another. Nothing more important than these text messages today. On the program today, Dr. Matt Spaulding will be here from Hillsdale College. We're going to talk about citizenship and how important it is. Ken Hayward will be here from the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Dave Lorenz from Travel Michigan, because we're here in Grand Rapids talking about travel and tourism today at the Amway Grand for the Governor's Conference on Tourism held every year. Also, John James, who's running for United States Senate, will join me. And later, Tim Stout will be here, plus Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce talking about an endorsement they have made for the governor's race here in Michigan. Now back to these text messages we were talking about just before the break. So Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, you know who these two guys are, who these people are, because they had, you know, they were involved here. Peter Stroke is one of the key investigators, if not the key guy, when it came to, you know, investigating not only Hillary Clinton's email problems, where he basically swept it away along with Andrew McCabe and James Comey, but also into the Trump investigation or alleged investigation, whatever this is. On 8th of August, 2016, Stroke texted Page, internal joint cyber CD intel piece for D, D being James Comey, scene setter for McDonough, and the brief, Trainer, the head of the FBI cyber division, directed all cyber info to be pulled. I'd let Bill and Jim hammer it out first, though it would be best for D, again, that's the director, to have it before his Wednesday White House session. You see, they were all working together. One member of Congress, a Republican, said, we're not making conclusions. What we're saying is the timeline is concerning enough to warrant the appointment of an independent investigator, an independent prosecutor, to look at whether or not the Obama White House was directly involved with the Trump-Russia investigation. I mean, that doesn't come as any surprise to you, does it? It doesn't surprise me, and I'm sure it doesn't surprise you much. That's what you would expect at this point in the conversation. Say, yep, it was all part of a big coordinated effort. You know, there's supposed to be independent agencies, are the CIA and FBI, but it doesn't look like it worked that way. Coordination between the political actors, and now was it the weaponization potentially of the intel community? And that's the real concern here. We'll keep an eye on this as it continues to develop. But like I said, so much to get through and so much to get to that I want to get to some more of these headlines before we run out of time today. Despite the narrative that you've been fed steady by people like the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC, and others, this whole March for Our Lives deal that went on over the weekend, you know, it's supposed to be about the kids and the children. It's supposed to be about kids standing up and the big bad guy with the gun and you know, trying to teach the adults how to deal with themselves. And John Paul Stevens saying that the Second Amendment should be repealed and the kids should demand that. Well, despite all of that, the truth is that less than 10% of those that marched in the March for Our Lives were actually teenagers. Yeah, they're less than 10%. That according to University of Maryland sociology professor Dana Fisher. And Dana Fisher writes that, well, the study indicates that while news coverage focused on the teenagers, 90% of the crowd was adults. She said the average age of adults in the crowd, about 49 years old. Contrary to what's been reported in many media accounts, the D.C. March for Our Lives crowd was not primarily made up of teenagers, she wrote. Only about 10% of the participants were under 18. 10%. So what does that tell you? Her team sampled 256 people, randomly selected. Her research will become a book titled American Resistance and will be published after the midterm elections. She's studying this whole resistance thing, whatever that really is, and it doesn't surprise me either. We know that We know that the money came from other sources. You know, the Women's March fueling this protest in Washington. George Soros putting money up for this protest in Washington. We know that. Coming up next month on CNN, as we continue to parade these people through in a way that I've never seen before, former FBI Director James Comey will sit down for a CNN town hall April the 25th. What do you think that's going to be? Let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be a Donald Trump bashing event and a way for James Comey to promote his new book that will be coming out at about the same time. The one-hour primetime town hall moderated by Anderson Cooper, of course. Mm-hmm. Anderson Cooper Vanderbilt, we should call him. AC Vanderbilt will be live from the Phi Beta Kappa Memorial Hall at Comey's alma mater, William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. Co-hosted by the Student Assembly at William & Mary. That according to the press release from CNN's public relations or from the DNC PR firm CNN. They're professionals. So we're going to have James Comey out there, you know, to trash anything Trump has ever done and to give him a big jump start, if you will, on his book sales. Breaking news now out of North Korea once again. And it's good news, I would say. The North Korean President Kim Jong-un to meet with the South Korean president at the border here in the near future. So here's what happened. Kim Jong-un goes to China on the secret train, spends apparently a few days there before heading back, told to get rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. That's good news, right? So he's pulling out, as he's getting encouraged from all sides. I think this thing with Donald Trump is a huge opportunity to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. We've got that going on. And so much more. Just piles of information here. Can hardly get it all in. Yeah. This part of the program brought to you, by the way, by Yellow Hose. Yellow Hose is Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at yellowhose.com. Yellowhose.com. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.